At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
FM.com.
What up? Second segment, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, Old School Crew, live in effect, Illinois week. Covered the offense, what they possibly could face and what to look for possibly as a fan or a ticket listener. Being able to break down whether it's zone or man sitting up there watching or on your TV at home. But Nebraska has another test here, Austin, which is offensively. Illinois is trying to pose, obviously, some problems to good receivers, two good running backs, and obviously always a physical and well-coached offensive line and emerging quarterback. But what did Mr. Tony White have to say about that today?
Here is Tony White on Luke Altmyer and his improvement from last year.
Yeah, I mean, you got the playmakers on the outside, right? So those guys are going up and getting footballs. You see they do a great job of keeping a balance when they know when they want to run the ball, what looks they're running the ball into, and then doing a lot of different things. I mean, RPOs are getting them out movement pass-wise. I mean, he's playing with a guy. He's playing with a lot of confidence right now, and he's not really panicked. He kind of goes out there and he's operating at a high level. So he'll be a challenge to deal with.
There it is, DP. When you hear a coach say about a quarterback that he's playing with a lot of confidence, what does that mean to you?
Well, I mean, there's no chaos. And so you have to create some. I got to get him off his mark. I got to get him uncomfortable. I got to move his feet. I got to move his eyes. I got to do something because he's comfortable. And that is the one position in sports where you don't want that dude comfortable.
Yeah.
Comfortable quarterbacks are a problem.
Yeah.
And that means that you've seen it all, got an answer for it. you know where the ball's supposed to go, who it's supposed to go to, when it's supposed to get there. So now I need to change your vision. I got to make you think of somebody else. I got to put pressure on somebody that's not good in front of you. Or I got to put pressure on the skill position guys and take something away.
Yeah, I think it's always crucial for getting quarterbacks out of rhythm, getting them off their spot. But then also I think consistently, and obviously you used to be able to really punish quarterbacks like when I played, but constantly touching him. You know, you might not get there on the shoulder, letting him know you're there because that you're planting seeds in his head that you'll be back for more. The biggest thing is you got to affect his timing as well. So that's a combination from skill position guys, corners, safeties or whatever, with the second level guys, what that could be nickel, that could be rover, that could be inside guys. You got to make sure that you're in his line of vision and knowing their route combinations to take away his first look. That's how you make him uncomfortable. That's how you take away his confidence. But then also any and every time that you get a chance to hit this dude, you got to punish him.
It's also like the dirty throwing windows.
Yeah.
That if you can get your paws up, which right. Nebraska's done a really good job of doing, yep. That will frustrate you and make you start to think and look around it.
You'll be wide open and it gets batted down.
Right. It gets knocked to the ground. The other thing of it is really comfortable quarterbacks. The way to get them off was I would tell them to target the hands. Most quarterbacks want to be able to finish throws.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And if you can, again, if you don't have to get home.
Yeah,
but if you can dirty up the space, the throwing space, man, oh.
His hand feels it a lot more than your helmet does.
Oh, yeah. That stinging.
Yeah, we can accidentally get our helmet on his hand.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, there's no penalty
no.
for hands to the hands. Hands to the head will get you.
Yeah.
Hands to the hand, not so much. So, yeah, that's what another way to really kind of move. High school quarterbacks, we used to target that way. We used to tell them, listen, I don't necessarily need you to put a hit on him. I do need you getting his face.
Yeah. You got to be in his way and do all that type of stuff. You got to, you know, not let the offense – you also don't want the offensive line to be comfortable where they know exactly when you're doing it, when you're doing it, who's doing it. You know, you want to beat them, obviously, conventionally. That's lining up and beating them. But then when you get a chance and you're running games and stunts and all that, you want to do it with the same, you know, speed and power that you're doing it with in a regular base defense.
Can I ask you as an edge, would you rather – rush pressure from the face or from the backside? How would you better impact a quarterback?
If you're getting home all the time backside, that's it,
because plays will happen.
Yeah, sacks, four fumbles, yeah, and all that stuff. But I think if you can get
push up the middle, game, right?
Hey, if you bum rush Aaron Donald, Warren Sapp, all those guys, Chris Jones,
yeah. And hasn't that changed?
It's changed tremendously, right? Over the last, probably since Aaron Donald. I mean, he's been a one-man wrecking crew. And then Chris Jones is right there next to him. Then you think about
If you can move them around.
Jeffrey Simmons for Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
When you have that inside pass rush guy, right? And if you look at, just look no further than my Buffalo Bills, you know, putting in work against the Dolphins. Ed Oliver.
I loved him in college.
But now he's starting to step into his own. He had 10 sacks last year, started the season off like gangbusters. Now what? Now you're getting more out of Espinosa or A.J. Espinosa. Espinosa. Or what is it?
Epinesa.
And then you're getting Greg Russo. And then you're getting Von Miller, too. But it's all off of him.
And isn't that the difference in Tony White's defense this year, is that Ty and Nash now can crash pockets and force
They're just better players. Yeah. They know the defense more. They know Coach Knighton more. They're probably, you know, just that much more quicker and they know each other more. They're playing. They kind of went through it together. Nash has got extremely better. He's a lot quicker and stuff like that. He's a lot more. And so that's just from coaching. Same with Ty. Then you got emergence of, you know, Jamari Butler, obviously Cam Linhart. So you're starting to get depth there. Then you have Judy that comes in, and I think they said before the season started, he's really good at playing on like the passing down. So he's a guy that can come in and play a really good role.
Four pressures in the last two games.
Then you got Kai Whalen that's doing well. Then you got, Willis McGahee. Then you got Princewell. Then you got Sherman. So I just named about 6 to 8 guys, right? And all of them play all over the place and can do multiple things. And the way that Tony White calls his defense, you can rush or fill a B gap from stack position. And when you have great athletes with length and strength and know how to play within your defense, that's how he's able to, you know, plug in a whole bunch of guys and end up playing well because everybody knows it. And then let's not forget when you have like the closer, James Williams, right? Kind of just fell into him last year, can pass rush. So that's 9, 10 guys right there that can play there, and it gives you a bunch of options, but then also you have a lot of answers.
Well, and on a night where it'll be 85+.
Depth is key, yeah.
Yeah, those bull rushers early will show wins for those sprint rushers later.
Yeah, you got
like a bull. Fatigue is a problem.
Speed the power. You know, look, man, I know he doesn't get a lot of, like, I mean, obviously, when everybody thinks of Nebraska D lineman, you think of Ndamukong Suh. But I'm telling you, you go back, and especially in the big games, in a game like Friday night, and this is what separates a lot of guys in my, like, rankings versus other guys. And Ndamukong Suh, obviously, is, you know, If he's not the best, he's one of the best. Whereas, like, Jason Peter, what he would do with his ability to affect the game all game long, all game.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And it was set up off of speed to power. I mean, his get off, the way that he would be able to essentially bully guys in a game like this where you needed him the most, him, Grant, Jared, Mike Rucker, all those guys like Jason Wills, even like sometimes like Jeff Ogard, those guys would come up huge. It was depth. Chad Kelsey, you know, those guys. And then obviously after that, it was Van de Bosch and those guys. That's how you're able to win games early and close late, right? You come out and you're in it. We're going to win games early because you ain't going to push us around. And then we're going to close you with our closers. Because it's just, that's what you need. You need depth. If you go back to the Giants, the both times that they beat the Patriots, they had eight guys that could rush the passer. Eight.
But I think part of the thing where we've seen Nebraska grow is stars allow for depth to make those plays, right? When you think about those Giants teams, you think of Justin Tuck, you think of Michael Strahan, even JPP. Then you get like a Matthias Kiwanuka signing from time to time, right? Ty Robinson taking a step, Nash Hutmacher becoming the polar bear, Jamari Butler leading the team in sacks last year. Those guys playing not like depth, but playing like stars means that James Williams, means that Kai Wallen, means that Prince William on Mielen can come in and not have the world expected of them, but it simplifies their role. And before, then the guys that Nebraska expected to be stars were depth players on a good defense.
Yeah, and sometimes you can get forced out there too early, and then you can get taken advantage of.
And then you plateau, and you're just
Well, you get frustrated.
You get frustrated, but
then bad habits happen when you get frustrated.
Sure.
And sometimes you're put in positions and thought of at a position because you're somewhat average, but you're out there early and you're showing just a little uptick in life, or, you know, and whereas now you can develop guys at a steady pace, which creates ultimate competition every day because you saw when the starters went out, the second guys, you know, did well. But then also when you need a game that you got to think, okay, this Big Ten football, you're going to need some depth, and you don't have to leave guys out there for like 60, 70, 80 plays, and you got guys that can go in and play. It's a great problem to have to figure out when guys are going to play, to the point that where you have Riley Van Poppel, who I thought was I know he's an emerging player. You go to him and say, you know what? The best thing for your career is four games and possibly redshirt. Now, that if you can do that, that's when when you get to the point as a program that you can reload and not rebuild, the whole thing is different.
Well, to get the get old, stay old.
But when you're reloading, that means you know down the pipe, you already know Jay Foreman is coming up after X and X plan because I've seen him in periodic make steps towards that. Then you get 2 years of Jay Foreman. Then you get Carlos Polk. Then you after him, then you get so-and-so. Then you're down to Bear. It's just one average. That's how you do it.
I think that's where we're looking at with the Nebraska linebackers right now, right? John Bullock and Mekhi Bayer probably weren't going to be starting linebackers, you know, 3 years ago. But you had Henrich and Reimer there. They get their spot reps. The other guys behind them allow them to develop. And here they are, two legit starting linebackers in the Big Ten.
Yeah, and get taking advantage of the opportunity. Then you got Shavers coming in as the young, you know, the young lion. Now he can learn at his right pace and start to gain true confidence in the work and production. And then you, like with Bayer and Bullock, those are the two. If you ever want to, like, I guess, like, look at, like, if a coach comes in and says, listen, if you can play, if you come in and buy in and you end up being good, you're going to play. It's those two. This dude Bullock was just a safety kind of like special teams guy and wasn't going to ever get a chance. Right. They said, listen, we like you at linebacker. You just got to get bigger. Obviously he dedicates himself. He learned, made the phenomenal, I mean, transition from being way outside to inside. Right. Mekhi Bayer, he was recruited as a high, like, four, I think close to the four star, correct me if I'm wrong, but never was given really a chance. He came in with Coach Corey, reshaped his body, right? Reshaped his mind, got a chance. And it wasn't even on defense. It was on special teams with Coach Foley, Minnesota game, right? It was the first, he made one of the first tackles. Like, okay, all right. Because then you know what people think, oh, all right, you made a special teams tackles. You're only a special teams player. That's what people will say. Then he might have got in a little bit of regular defense, maybe got in a little bit. But then he did the same thing against Colorado, but they needed him to play in Colorado. He led the team in tackles and then never looked back from there. Has there been ups and downs? Sure. But when you can kind of – I always thought those guys that you get that to perform like that, I call those plus one scholarship guys. The scholarship that you have, the guy that you had before you got there, plus the guy that you developed him in. That's what you need to do. And then you have a example that you can go to Austin and DP's house and say, I can see you being this player, but this is what we need from you, a commitment in 2 years or whatever. And then you can start to stack players and start to systematically always have a good product out there in the field.
Yeah. And finding the right people who are willing to say that on the living room couch. It often happens now in the transfer portal in the dorm room where somebody's been beaten down to the point where they, okay, yeah, I'm open to doing what's good for me. That conversation as a high school junior and senior in your living room after you've been hyped and blown up and blown up and blown up, and then somebody comes in and says, you're going to help us, just not yet. Then it's that Jay Foreman decision. Hey, do I want to go somewhere else and play now?
Yeah.
Is it better for me to wait? Mom and dad, what do you think? We don't know.
I mean, I think those conversations don't come when you're recruiting them, because when you're recruiting, it's like, look, if you're good enough, you're going to play. But when you get here and every athlete knows it. Now, the ones that just don't want to admit it, don't want to admit it. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to a former Husker Monty today, and we were laughing at each other. He was telling about the time where he thought he was getting cut. Him and his buddy packed up their bags and they were just having Husker gear walking down, going back to the dorms to Harper Schramm Smith. I told him, if I had my car my first semester, I was good as gone. And it wasn't because I had a bad time or whatever. I was just getting my butt kicked.
Do you know how many times I called home? Right. Like, come and get me. Boy.
Right.
And that was the response.
But,
boy.
But as an athlete, I realized I needed to get better. You know what I mean? Now, granted, I didn't have the options. But at the end of the day, even if I was trying to explore those options, the number one thought process, you have to come to realization, are you really good enough to go out there and affect the game in a possible or in a positive manner for 40 to 50 plays? That's when you're good enough. Not because you can play 10, 11 plays, 5 or 6 plays, or make a couple plays when you're wide open, get in the end zone, and now you got 45 Instagram pictures and all that, and you ain't really bust the grape. Can you affect the play on the field at your position for your unit and your offense and defense and special teams for 45 plays or more? That's when you made it. But will we made it up to the break? We're going to take a quick break, come back, short segment, put a bow on this bad boy on this Tuesday during the week, but it's actually Wednesday or Thursday in our football years. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.